Welcome to St. Thomas Aquinas Unnamed Podcast. We have Nick Marino here to my right. And we have the beautiful Kelly Gonzalez, who is currently, I don't even know her job title. She was here when I got here and I convinced her not to quit. So I don't even know what is your title?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. No. You don't know what your title is?
None whatsoever.
Let's just call her Fixer. She kind of does everything I don't want to do. And she's pretty good at the things that I don't like to do. But yes, I would like to introduce Kelly Gonzalez. We'll start by, Kelly, how did you end up at St. Thomas?
Well, I had three boys that went to school here. And I started volunteering in athletics. And I did that for the 10 years they were in school here. And then...
Wait, your kids went to school for 10 years?
Between the three, I had one here.
I thought you meant like one kid went to school for 10 years. I was like, we got to get him tested.
No, he didn't go to UM.
Oh,
then
we're
going to
do it. Okay.
Going there already.
Hey, I'll bet you right off the bat, we are number one academically over you, and I know your football team is somewhere at the bottom.
I don't think so, but nice try. And so after my youngest graduated, then Coach Smith asked me if I wanted to come work in the athletic office.
So you were just, a parent coming in, you were volunteering, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What were you volunteering? How were you getting involved?
I was managing the boys lacrosse program, doing some fundraising events, things like that. And then I'd help with the auction.
So essentially, like, you were volunteering, now we're paying you to do that.
Yes.
I feel like I got the bad end of the stick.
He was doing it for free.
Yeah, he was doing it for free.
I was doing it for free for 10 years.
Now we're paying her to do it. Well, you do a lot more things now. I mean, I'm having a little fun with you. Like, what are your tasks? Like, when you look at your myriad of things that you do on a daily basis, what are those items?
I would say mainly helping with communications, mm-hmm. With the athletes and the parents through Team Snap. I help with fundraising here in athletics. And then anything else that pops up during the day.
Yeah, like today you were trying to find a helmet and shoulder pads. So
yes,
that,
opening locker rooms.
We have Nick over here, the kid.
What up?
He's supposed to be involved, but he hasn't asked.
You've been taking control.
I know, because I have to. Because from the moment I hired you, like, once a week Kelly would bring me like lunch. She would have leftover lunch. And then the first week you started, like on Wednesday, I show up, it's only Kelly who runs the office essentially. And I'm expecting my food. And all of a sudden she says, "Hey Nick, I got some extra food. Do you want something?" I'm like, "Wait a second, what happened to me?" And I felt like, ever since you got here, she broke up with me. So
that ended pretty quickly, though, right, Nick?
Yeah, I got back on her bad side quickly after that.
Now she gives me the one of those.
That lasted like a week.
You started talking about her gators, and she took it personally.
That's it. That's the way it is. I warned you guys.
Yeah.
I'm a sore loser.
Now, you grew up on a watermelon patch.
A watermelon farm, yes.
That's
it's called a field.
What's the difference?
So, what is it like? Watermelon kids. Like, what do we call you? The watermelon girl?
Well, Coach Smith and someone I can't think of who else it is. They used to call me the watermelon queen, but I'm not.
That one.
We farm melons, tobacco, peanuts, soybeans, cows, hogs, everything.
Y'all farm the hogs?
Uh huh.
Oh my gosh.
We make the bacon.
They're mean, aren't they?
No, they're smart and they're sweet. I've raised a bunch of them.
Are they really?
Yes.
I thought, man, I used to, when I was in Virginia, when I played for the Redskins, they used to go hunting. And I used to hear the hog stories, how they're always worried about a hog coming after them, trying to beat them. They're like, hogs are really strong and fast, and they have those little horns in the front of their face. And they just talked about how mean they were. I thought hogs were like pit bulls.
No, those are boars, and they're wild.
So a wild boar. What's the difference between a boar and a hog?
Well, the hogs don't have horns.
All right. So have you ever butchered one?
Yes.
I mean, have you killed, like, have you ever caught one, then cut it, bled it, and then
no.
carved it?
No, I can't do that. I'm an animal lover, so I can't do that. But
you can eat it. I ain't got a problem eating it.
You don't know that.
Yeah. But no, my papa and my parents have, yes.
Now, is papa dad or is papa granddad?
Papa's granddad.
And granddad was the farm. He kind of started the farm.
He started the farm. He bought 150 acres back in the 30s. And I forgot how much. I think I remember him telling me one time it was maybe like $25 an acre back then. And he thought he'd never pay it off.
Wow. $25 an acre.
And now the family keeps buying land, and they have thousands.
I don't know if I can buy lunch for $25 a day.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing. What's your favorite thing about St. Thomas?
The people. Yep. I like the people I work with. I love talking to the parents. They're just good people. Right. And they all love being a part of the St. Thomas family anywhere you go.
One of my favorite events that I go to every year is the lacrosse events. They have bingo, they have the poker night, and Kelly puts all that together. And one of the challenges that she has is just finding good people. Yeah. Tell everybody about those events. I think that's important to note, because it's one of the few times, you know, people get to come and let their hair down and have a little bit of fun. Talk about bingo and poker.
Well, Casino Night, we started, this would be our 10th year this year, so we've had it 9 years. And actually, one of our other parents on the boys lacrosse team, it kind of started as a golf event. And from there, it kind of grew and grew as a way to bring in funds for the team. So it's a fun night because not only one of our alumni lets us host it at his venue this year. Which is a great venue for the event, honestly. It's just a fun night. We have auction items. We used to have parents that would open their homes during the day. We'd collect items, and we'd have fun basket making days with all the parents. Started off in their homes, and then grew from there, and has become an annual event. Bingo night, we didn't always have, but when COVID hit, we couldn't host Casino Night. So we started with a virtual Zoom bingo night just to try and find a way. And then from there, we had such a good time with it, we started hosting it as an in-person event.
Well, I don't know if I can have anybody at my house right now. I feel like my house has been in construction for like a year.
I just moved back into mine this weekend.
Man, I can't. Actually, that's not a bad idea. I should, like, once I finish the renovation of the house, I should have like a annual AD party.
I was thinking that this year, once I finally got all my bedroom stuff out of my living room, and I thought I should host like a holiday party here for everybody in athletics. It'd be nice.
There's not that many people in athletics. It's a problem.
No. I mean, like I have like a fundraiser, fun night out, have kids, parents, people come over and, you know, and do like, you know, hey, this is what we do at St. Thomas, or maybe raise some money. You know, I'll tell you, one of the things at St. Thomas, people, you know, assume that we have so many resources. And I tell people all the time is that you have a lot of just regular people who decided to not buy a Mercedes. They decided to buy maybe a smaller car or live in a smaller home and send their kids to St. Thomas. And so many people here make great sacrifices that, you know, we need to do more fundraising. We don't ask. We have great alumni who sometimes just out of the blue call us up and say, hey, you know, do you need any money? But I think, you know, I think it needs to be a bigger part of what we do in raising dollars, especially with the things that we're talking about doing around here. I mean, we're gonna have one of the biggest televisions in the world, Broward County, in our lobby. We need to do more things to help our programs, give our kids more access to cool things in the world, to help them learn, help them become better athletes. So I think we need to start doing that. And so you volunteered your house for the first time.
I did. I've hosted several things at my house, actually, for St. Thomas in the past.
We can use St. Thomas resources to buy the food, and then we'll raise money. Everybody pays a couple bucks, walk out of there and make some money for the school.
We used to do that. My previous school I worked at, we would have quarterly events, and we would get a parent to host something each quarter, and the same thing.
So that's four times a year.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we have these B&B events that we've been talking about where we have business people throughout St. Thomas. We're talking about doing it in January, the first one, where, you know, people come and you have like a networking event right after work. You have some adult beverages that look over the field. Maybe we do it before game, after game, or probably when kids are not on the campus. But I think little things like that really can open the door for our alumni to get reconnected back with the school. What are the couple of things that we need to do, you know, in the school to help it continue to be great?
Well, I think there's a fine line between all the new technology now today, where everything can be automated and done online. And with that, it's convenient for a lot of people, but I think it takes out a lot of the human factor where you're actually meeting people and building those relationships. So I would say we're going to have to work harder at having events and opportunities for us to talk face to face with people and get to meet them and know them better.
Yeah, we need to be more intentional.
Yeah.
We need to be more intentional in making sure that, you know, the St. Thomas way, that interconnectedness, that thing that pulls us all together, is still there.
I think traditions always help. I always tell parents the biggest gift that St. Thomas gave to me and my family are the relationships that we made here, from my kids and their friends who they're still best friends with, their St. Thomas families, to the friends my husband and I made. It all came, you know, through St. Thomas and meeting people that way.
That's awesome. Now, I think this is the first time that we had a conversation and you didn't cut me off.
You put a microphone in front of somebody, it just changes things.
When I am talking to Kelly, if I breathe, if I pause, or if I just look like I might be slowing down, she is going to go full bore into a whole conversation, and I'm going to forget my thought, and it's
always two steps ahead.
I don't feel so bad. She says she does it to her husband, too.
All the time.
Well, thank you, Kelly, for joining us on our first podcast.
Anytime.
Yeah.
This is a cool thing. I mean, the goal is to do this every week. We're looking for a name, so if you have a name, help us out. We have some cool ones out there. You know, some people say the Standard. We had the what was the one we had today? Someone
had the Raider Mindset.
You know, the Raider Way, I think I heard. Mm. Whatever it's going to be, I think, you know, we need to have something to kind of tell the history of who we are. When you look at this organization starting in 1936 at St. Andrews, you know, St. Anthony's. And then in the late 60s, I want to say 1968 or 69, we moved over to Central Catholic. I'm sorry, I messed up. In the early 60s, we went to Central Catholic. And in the late 60s, early 70s, we became St. Thomas Aquinas High School. We need to tell that story because it was just a lot of regular people who had big visions, big ideas, who sacrificed a lot, did everything from put the bricks together on the wall, to laying the sod on the fields, to you know, putting the pavement literally down on the ground, and the sacrifices and the effort and energy that went into making this place great needs to be told, because it tells you very quickly why we exist. We exist because great people make great sacrifices to help make a great school. So thank you for joining us for our first podcast. We'll be hanging out with the kid Nick next time we're up.
Sweet.